7, and it is Thursday morning, and I'm only, there you go, okay, I'm thinking I'm only hearing out of one ear, so I'm going deaf, help me, but I'm okay now. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing okay.
Rough night, Friday night.
Yeah, I'm doing a little better as the week goes, but still not good. We got still licking our wounds a little bit, but get a chance to go play football again tomorrow night.
Well, we knew going into Friday. We talked after the program Thursday. I think it maybe even mentioned it Thursday on the program that Muscle Shoals was going to be tough. And you know, after the ball game, and don't take this wrong, but sometimes you know you the coach talk kind of, you know, I don't know whether or not you're shooting straight with me. I think you're. I'm not saying you're lying, but I mean I think that you see it from a different perspective than I see it. Everybody's good that we play to you for the most part because you know what our weaknesses are and what their strengths are, which I don't know. And I thought maybe you were just exaggerating a little bit when you said that they were fast. But I mean,
I try not to lie.
I didn't say you lied. I just exaggerate.
No,
they were fast.
Yeah, they are across the board. Yeah. You know, and bottom line is there's two things I always talk to our guys about when you're playing football. And one is, to have fun in sports, there's really only one way to do it. And, you know, usually people say, well, that's to win. But that's not true, in my opinion, because a lot of times you win and it's no fun.
Yeah.
No, you know, if you beat a far inferior opponent, that's miserable.
Yeah.
But the only way you have fun in sports, to me, is you get after somebody's rear end.
Yeah.
And they got after ours.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
And the second one is the team that sets the speed of the game wins. What I mean by that is who's playing the fastest? Who's setting this? This is how this game's going to be played, and the other team's trying to catch up. And that's what they did. Mm-hmm. So they got after us. They set the speed of the game, and that's the result.
The kid that's playing at Alabama now in the backfield, Rodell, whatever, was that not the kid we played at Hueytown?
We missed him by a year, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah, Roydell Williams.
Roydell Williams.
We missed him by a year. But that is the fastest team I've seen since we played Hueytown.
Absolutely.
And, again, they're fast across the board, and offensively, defensively. You know, and they play at that speed. You know, it's one thing to have it, the other's to play at it.
Right.
And, you know,
they play at it all game.
Yeah, and that's a testament, again. You know, I talk about it a lot, but Coach Basedon does a really, really good job.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. His staff does a good job. They're always well prepared, and the kids play hard. And you know, we got to learn from that. We've got to be able to get after folks at that level. I mean, that's what we have to do. And it took us a little while to get caught up to the speed of it. You know, and defensively, we never got caught up to it. They're not 66-28 better than us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we started out and had 2 3-and-outs offensively, which we've not done this year. And a lot of that was they were playing faster than we were. They were taking it to us. And then we got some things going. You know, we scored 3 consecutive drives. We had a 9-play drive, an 18-play drive, 11-play drive for touchdowns, and we're in the game at halftime.
Oh, absolutely.
And because we did get caught up offensively. What happened defensively, part of it is that, you know, when you don't fit your gap responsibility correctly against a team that's not very good, doesn't run very fast, it may be a 6-yard gain, it may be a 12-yard gain.
Right.
It might even be 20.
Yeah.
But against somebody can run, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. We've got away with some things in some previous games that speed won't allow you to get away with. And then same thing, you look at us offensively. Again, I think – you know, we probably offensively probably played well enough against a really, really good defense to win.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a really good defense. Their starters did not give up any points.
Yeah.
And you know, we had some good drives, put some stuff together, and scored. But we didn't have big explosive plays.
Right.
Why? They were playing fast. They didn't give us space. We gave them space, and they went and made big plays. So the games we've had the big plays, we've had space to operate. And, you know, that was the difference in the game, is the fact they got after us a lot more than we got after them. And, you know, they, again, their speed, and they played at that speed. And again, we've got to improve on that, and we can.
Speaking of say, you know, every game that you lose, and everybody's going to lose one somewhere down the road. You know, nobody's going to win them all. You have to learn what you did that caused the loss.
That's right.
So was speed what caused the loss in this game?
Part of it. And then part of it, again, and I'll just say this. Coach Creasy, he said this, and I couldn't put it any more perfectly. And so here's what he said. We showed up to the game. We showed up ready to play a game. And we were ready to play a game.
Yeah.
And they showed up ready for a fight.
Yeah.
and honestly, that's kind of how it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some that really got after it and some not so much. And, you know, we've got to get the point where we're doing that all the time. And who's that fall on? It really falls on me. Yeah. So I can tell you Monday we got after it.
Yeah.
Tuesday we got after it.
Right.
Wednesday we got after it.
Yeah.
And this morning we had a normal helmet-only practice, but we better get after it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I use this deal many times, and we've talked about it. Coach Creasy and I have talked about it when he was here. But it's one of those things that it kind of sticks in your mind. The year we won the state championship in 06, we went and played Sparkman and got beat pretty bad.
Yeah, the score wasn't that bad, but...
Yeah, but we just didn't... I mean...
I think it was 28-7, yeah, but it was just more like 100-0. Yeah.
And he told me then, he said, after that game, well, after the championship and the whole nine yards, he said that the Sparkman game may have been one of the most important games we played all year because we were shown things that we were vulnerable to that we didn't know we were until we played Sparkman. Had we not played Sparkman,
right,
we would not have been where we were. So you can always look at that. And like I said, I've talked about this many times. You and I have talked about it. Maybe the Muscle Shoals game is the game that kind of showed some things that we didn't know we were vulnerable on.
It showed it.
Yeah.
and that's been referenced this week. You know, I've talked about that. I heard Coach Creasy talking to the linebackers about that game and the 06 season. And it does happen. And, you know, again, there have been things that we've been trying to correct that have not been corrected. And I think sometimes kids may think, well, you know, I don't have to do it that way.
Right.
You know, this is working.
Yeah.
It works against an inferior opponent. It doesn't work getting where we want to get to.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got good kids. They've responded well. Again, Monday was a very, very physical day. Yeah, it was a very physical day. And this week it's been a whole lot of ones-on-ones, like our starters against starters, given the scout look, which is not ideal. But that's what we're having to do to get used to playing at that speed and go against the best competition we can during the week. And, you know, I've probably failed in that regard leading into it because there's a fine line because you're going ones-on-ones all the time and everything's live. There's always that chance of injury,
yeah,
and banging folks up.
Right.
But we have to get better. So, you know, that's where we are. And we're not going to be able to continue to do that every day because you won't last.
Yeah.
But we've got to have glimpses of it. We've got to have spots where we do it, situations where we do it. And, again, I fully believe we've gotten better this week. We just need to go show it tomorrow night.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue our visit with Coach Gross in just a minute. So stay with us.
Athletics, your headquarters for all your trophy monogramming and screen printing needs. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, Athens Athletic has you covered. Plus, Athens Athletics does vinyl lettering too. Athens Athletics can custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items too. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive. First State Bank is a local community bank that supports the community, community schools, community sports, community businesses, and community individuals. From personal and business loans and accounts to savings and mobile and online banking, First State Bank offers it all. City President Ray Neese and staff would love to talk to you about your financial needs. So visit First State Bank, your hometown community bank. Highway 72 East in Athens, directly across from Bojangles. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's bow time. It's not just football season. It's tailgate season. And that includes every kind of football, whether it's got goalkeepers or goalposts.
The kick is good!
Because it doesn't matter where or how you tailgate. When you've got crispy chicken and fluffy buttermilk biscuits from Bojangles, your tailgate is better than great. It's legendary. Head to Bojangles and order your tailgate box with boldly seasoned chicken, fixins, biscuits, and legendary iced tea today. It's bow time.
Hello there, this is Jimmy Woodruff, and I'm wanting to report in on our Feed the Eagle program for the Athens Golden Eagle football team. What a tremendous program we have going, and we're now entering season 5 with our program. The community has been so responsive and so supportive, and we solicit the continuation of that because the program has grown. We're now feeding our young men, trying to provide nutritional support for them year-round. We have grown. Now we have the new football complex, which was the former rec center that is just there adjacent to and north of the stadium. New coaches' offices, we've got a dining room facility, we've got an adjacent kitchen there, but we just really, really believe in the program and know it's making a big difference in our young men's lives, not just on the football field, but throughout their lives. So please continue to help us support this program. Your check needs to be made, please, to Black and Gold Circle, Inc., P.O. Box 929, Athens, 35612. Black and Gold Circle, Inc. is the 501c3 that allows your contribution to be tax deductible. And we'll go directly 100% to feeding and giving nutritional support to our Golden Eagles. Thank you so much.
Back in with Athens High School head football coach Cody Gross. And coach, every week we talk about headhunters and all, and Randy McKinney and the folks out at Athens Athletic provide us with a t-shirt, and our headhunter this week is
Robert Borden. Robert doesn't play defense. Give up 66. It's kind of hard to have a headhunter on defense. We didn't get a stop all night. Robert got it because he was physical on kickoff return, and unfortunately we had a lot of kickoff returns, so he had a lot of opportunities to do it. But Robert is a senior running back for us, and actually ran the ball good when he got in there late in the game. He's had a couple of really good weeks of practice, and you'll see him a little bit tomorrow night offensively. But he's the guy that I saw really, if you go back into head hunting and being physical and getting after somebody, he did a really good job on kickoff return, and that's about kind of how we had to go on that.
Well, you know, you think about headhunter, and the first thing you think of is defense, because you think about, you know, what. But you know, the offensive guys, they headhunt too, just in a different way.
Yeah, they need to. And again, I guess it was hard to give that to a defensive player when it was a long, long, long night. And but Robert's the guy. He stood out to me of really doing his job. And, you know, again, proud of him. And like I said, it should see more of him tomorrow night offensively, because I think he's earned that. And he's also earned a spot on our kickoff team. So because of what I saw him doing on kickoff return, he's now going to be one of our sprint guys on kickoff. And you know, I think that's huge. You know, this guy's worked hard and put himself in a position to do something, so we want to recognize him.
You're kind of in this situation that a lot of schools get into at this time of the year. You're 3 or 4 games in. You start seeing a few, not serious injuries, but a little bunged up here, a little bunged up there, so you're switching people around, and you're getting the opportunity to play people that you normally probably wouldn't play maybe this early, this quick. But they do get experience, and, of course, that's, I guess, the silver lining behind the cloud is at least we have somebody that can get the experience and come back and play, and that's kind of what we got here. We got several that are kind of beat up and
We do. Whatever. I like that word you used, opportunity to play these guys. That's well, that didn't, and it really is. That's what it is, and a lot of those guys are going to take advantage of those opportunities. You know, you get an opportunity to get in, then hey, we always tell them, you never know. You're one play. If you're a backup, you're one play from being the guy.
Yeah.
So you need to prepare like you're the guy.
Right.
Now, I think guys in college hopefully understand that. Guys at the professional level understand that. I'm not sure 15, 16-year-old kids understand that or believe that. Yeah. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Well, it is whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
you never know.
I mean, we're a backup kicker, backup punter. You know, we had to work other kickers and other punters. You know, and that's a position that doesn't even get hit.
Yeah.
So it's I tell them early in the season and before we go on pass, go, your body, you feel better right now than you're going to feel the rest of the year.
Yeah.
If you're playing football, something hurts right now. I mean, it does. Unless, you know, I made a comment to them one day to the freshmen. I was talking to them about choosing to be tough because a lot of them have not learned that yet. And I said, look, you're talking about your finger hurts, your back hurts. And if you're playing football, something hurts unless you're a kicker. Well, I had to change that because now we have kickers that are hurt. But it is. There's a lot that goes on. And, man, your body, I mean, it takes a beating.
Yeah.
And you're going to have bumps and bruises. You got to be able to play through it. And so many of our guys do, man. Some of them are just gutting it out, playing through things. And it is what it is. And it's next man up.
It's like some of those old guys back in the old days, you know, Ray Nitschke and those guys, you know, and Dick Butkus and Bear Bryant, he had a broken leg. You know, and you know, they just played. Now, you know, my pinky's hurt. Sit out for 6 weeks, you know,
yeah.
Or something.
Thinking. But kids are still, so I don't want to sound that way. Kids, again, toughness is a choice.
Yeah.
And we have some tough kids. I mean, some really, really, really tough kids. And they play through a lot. And they go through a lot. And I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. And I've lived it. You know, I've played with separated shoulders and torn cartilage in a shoulder and torn hip flexor muscle. And, you know, I've played with all that stuff. High ankle sprain, you know, you name it. I mean, if you've played this game and you've played it the right way, then you've played with injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's difference being injured and being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And being injured, you know, that's the reason to be out. Being hurt,
yeah.
Join the club.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, we got a question. We were talked about it last week, and I failed to talk to you about it on the radio. Somebody sent in the question and said, in being a head coach, how long personally does it take for a high school football head coach to have a steady growth within his own system where he can produce a winning edge year in and year out? And does that also translate into being a head coach on the college level as well?
Yeah, we talked about that.
We talked about that off air.
It was off air.
We didn't get into the thing on the radio.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, we better do it.
In college, you look at Deion Sanders, you can bring in 86 guys and you can turn that thing around pretty quick.
Yeah.
And there's some high schools that can do that. But I think you've got to establish what you believe in. You've got to get it going, bring folks up in your program and develop them. But honestly and truthfully, I believe in high school, there are going to be some years where it's just a little bit lean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just to be totally honest, if you look at it, if you're doing it the way it is literally supposed to be done and you're developing your own kids, not poaching from other schools and getting other people coming in. Now, again, the world we live in,
right?
There's so many transfers, there's so many moves, and a lot of that is not coaches recruiting, that's parents going, hey, I'm going to take my kid over here.
Right.
And when there's move-ins, it makes a difference. But if you're not getting move-ins, there's going to be some years where, man, we just don't. We're a little bit down here, and we got to suck it up and go. But I think if you're doing things the right way, you're going to always give your team a chance. And hopefully that's what we've been able to do here. And, you know, you saw Decatur do it with Coach Adcock, you know, so successful for so long and had a few lean years and then came back last year,
right,
and had a great one. And he and I talked about there when during the middle of that, just that, hey, I appreciate you doing it the right way. That you're not going out and trying to steal kids from somewhere else. You're just, you know, we're just in here battling with who we have. And but I think it's much, much easier to turn that thing in college, because you can go recruit those guys and you can bring in who you want.
But you can't do that in high school.
Supposedly.
Not supposed to. Right.
That's right.
I mean, that is right.
That is right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was, but I mean, so many people seem to be doing it now.
Well, we don't.
We don't.
And we won't. As long as I'm here, we will not be doing that.
I think people appreciate the fact that we play by the rules. And not only us, but there are a lot of schools that do play by the rules.
Yeah.
But then you've got the
most
ones
do.
That don't.
Most do. And, you know,
well,
I think
does that not send a... maybe a message, depends on how you which side of the fence you're on, whether a good message or a bad message to the kids that hey, you know, we'll do anything at Athens to win because, you know, we went out and recruited so-and-so and so-and-so. Or, no, we're going to do it the right way at Athens. If we don't win, then that's just, you know, one of those things.
Well,
but this is it.
Yeah, to me, it's this. And this was from my beginnings as a head coach at Culver County. There were instances where folks may contact me and would want me to give them certain answers to things. You know, how many times is he going to get the ball? Or, like, I'm not getting into that. Okay, here's the deal. If you want to come to school here, this is what a bona fide move is. Okay, this is what you have to do. And if you do that, your son will have a chance to play. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Well, I mean, how many times are you going to throw the ball? I'm not answering those questions. This is a bona fide. Well, that ain't what so-and-so's saying. Well, I ain't so-and-so.
Right.
All right? Because here's the deal. If your son comes here, we're going to make him do right. And if I'm going to make your son do right, I got to do right.
Right.
Because if I'm doing wrong, that's a little hypocritical.
Yeah.
So we're going to do things the right way.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break, do some news and weather. We'll come back to continue to visit Coach Gross in a minute. So y'all hang up.
Since 1965, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur has been committed to our community and proudly supports local school athletics. This commitment has made Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur the industry leader, offering a full family of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products at your favorite grocer or convenience store, and a friendly, dedicated staff to service your needs with soft drink and snack vending, restaurant services, concessions, or special events. Go with a leader, go with a winner. Locally owned, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Matthews Law is your local hometown law firm serving Athens and surrounding areas. There's no need to go out of town for legal help and advice. Bill and William Matthews will meet with you right here in Athens face to face. On matters of divorce, wills, trust, probates, closing, personal injury, and other legal matters, you can trust Bill and William Matthews. Call Matthews Law today at 256-232-2310 or visit them online at athens-lawyer.com or stop by their office at 117 South Marion Street in downtown Athens on the east side of the Athens Square. No representation is made that the quality legal services provided are greater than the quality legal services provided by other attorneys.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good man.
A crisis at the southern border. This is YHN News. I'm Scott Chambers. The Biden administration has announced new policies to handle the surge of migrants crossing the southern border. The administration is sending 800 Defense Department personnel to the border, in addition to 2,500 National Guard members, and will grant temporary legal status to more than 470,000 Venezuelans already in the U.S. A protester was arrested Wednesday at an EPA public hearing on coal ash storage. Environmentalist Ann DiPrizio, who called herself a crazy, unhinged lady, poured a cup of water on former State Representative Kyle South, who is president and CEO of the West Alabama Chamber of Commerce. DiPrizio then shouted obscenities and claims about the proposed site, the EPA, and Alabama Power. A new committee to better Birmingham. YHN's Elizabeth Kramer reports.
A new committee is being formed by Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin to address safety in the city. WBRC reports that a newly formed civilian-led Public Safety Advisory Committee will replace the former Civilian Review Board. The aim of the new advisory committee will help provide transparency and assessment of Birmingham police operations. It will also act as a liaison from public input to the mayor's office. For YHN News, I'm Elizabeth Kramer.
For the second straight year, North Alabama-based Bank Independent has been named to Newsweek magazine's Top 100 Most Loved Workplaces list. Bank Independent climbed three places from last year to net its number 33 ranking this year. For more Alabama stories, go to yellowhammernews.com. I'm Scott Chambers. You are listening to YHN News.
We've all been caught up in the little chores that pile up every day. The dishes in the sink, the trash that needs taking out, the pesky check engine light. What I want. Isn't it time to make a change and escape to a whole new world of possibilities? Where there's dinner without dishes, nights filled with adventure, and every day you feel like a winner. A little change can go a long way when you escape every day at Wing Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
256 Today is smart news for smart people. 256today.com is the place for the latest news on business, government, education, and community in North Alabama. 256today.com is a dedicated local team reporting the news that impacts your daily life. We live here, we work here, and we play here. Join us at 256today.com. We are smart news for smart people like you.
WKAC. Thursday weather.
Another beautiful day. Every day is pretty much like the other. We get changes our way as we get past Sunday, and that's early next week. It's either going to be Monday or Tuesday. We get this area low pressure that kind of moves in and settles in over us, and it brings in more of an east wind as well. And we're looking at clouds and scattered light rain showers, nothing severe. But again, that's next week. Enjoy highs in the 80s, lows in the low 60s. I'm WAFF 48 First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brad Travis on WKAC.
Weather, a service of First State Bank in Athens. Stop by and see Athens City President Ray Neeson staff for all your financial needs, including internet banking. First State Bank, Highway 72, directly across from Bojangles. First State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Back in with Coach Gross at 10:35. Now we're 25 away from 11. Mason sent me a text a while ago, and he's not the only one that asked this question, and it don't have anything to do with the football game, really. But what was the Muscle Shoals band doing over on the Athens side the other night? Do you have any idea?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even know they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were on the end.
Guess would be that it frees up space on the home side.
Yeah.
And they have a large visitor side.
Yeah.
You know, really everybody in our region except us has a large visitor side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it almost kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because honestly, as you look at it, I think each side of their stadium is about the same seating capacity, probably roughly. Yeah, they've got some nicer reserve seats, you know, over there. But I think it's, you know, their home side is not like ours is.
Right.
But the visitor side is a good. There's a lot of space. So that would be my uneducated opinion on that would be just to free up space.
You know, I like the, and there's nothing wrong, I guess, with the new stadium they've got over there. But, you know, I kind of like the old stadium. They had the old press box on the visitor side, and the home side kind of looked like a house sitting over there, you know. And I don't know, maybe it's just nostalgia. Anyway, maybe I'm going back to the days when we beat them. It's bad. Anyway. All right, let's move on. We got Ray Neese and the folks out at First State Bank, and we do a offensive player of the week, and Ray puts their name out on they get your name in lights if you're the offensive player of the week out at First State Bank, which is right across from Bojangles. And our offensive player this week is
Jeb Shinkunis.
Oh, Jeb Shinkunis.
Yeah, Jeb.
Family well.
Yep, Jeb's our left guard. He's a junior, second year starting, and boy, he's a good offensive lineman.
Yeah,
he's a really, really good football player. Tough kid, has great feet, very coachable. You know, go across the board. He graded 90% the other night, which is pretty good. You know, you grading an A, basically. I mean, he played extremely well, and again, he normally plays well. He's very consistent and tough kid.
He's the second of the ones that play, is that right?
That's right.
Got one more to go.
We got one more. It's an eighth grader.
Yeah. Is he playing?
He is.
Okay, figured
yep.
so.
He is. But, yeah, really proud of Jeb and the progress he's making. But, you know, he's a kid that should play college football. You know, and I think he'll wind up, you know, should be getting an opportunity to do that. And, you know, again, he's a junior. And, you know, these colleges are looking for guys that are 6'5" and all that, and Jeb's not that.
Right.
But he is a great, great offensive lineman, and really, really proud of how he's playing.
You know, sometimes size doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. Look at Alabama. They got 1,000 pounds on the front line, and they still can't block the quarterback. You know, I think that they're too big. I mean, I really do. I don't know, but it makes you wonder.
Yeah. But the height is a thing they really, really look at, and you know, Jeb's not short,
yeah.
but those, you know, they're looking for, again, you know, these 6'5 guys, and
looking for giants.
They're not everywhere. So, but anyway, just whether that happens or not, he's a great, great football player, yeah. And glad he's on our team.
All right, so we've got homecoming this week. You know, it's your favorite week of all of the year. Yeah, I can tell you're really excited about it. Homecoming parade is tomorrow?
Yes.
Friday?
Yep, it'll be tomorrow. 2:00.
Okay. Let's go out early.
Not even having school.
Not having school tomorrow. Really?
E-learning day.
Oh, okay. All righty. We didn't have those when I was around. I don't know what e-learning is.
Yeah. Stay home, do your work.
Yeah, okay. So does that affect the homecoming or the football or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we've not really had a normal week yet for us. We were on e-learning last Friday. Professional development for teachers at the high school, and this week we're at e-learning, so you know, kids won't be there. Yeah, it affects our schedule, you know, our routine. But
you still call them in at the same times every day, just even though.
Yeah, what we do is normally, you know, if we're in school, then we're going to bring them in, and we're going to eat breakfast at 7:30 on Friday morning, have a team breakfast. What we do when we're out of school is we bring them in at 10:00. That allows them to sleep. I feel like that allows them to sleep in, but not sleep all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get our eyes on them, get to talk to them, see them, feed them really well. And then we'll bring them back, you know, basically a normal time that we get them in the afternoon. So it does affect it a little bit. And our coaches will be in professional development. So, you know, it'd basically be me over there seeing them. So we don't have a chance really to meet, but at least they're going to get up, get out of bed, come eat, check their equipment, you know, do those kinds of things.
Routine is so important.
You know, I mean,
anything, anything you do. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're playing football or you're teaching class or you work at the radio station, whatever. You've got a routine. And that routine is so important. And when you alter the routine, what does that do to the preparation?
Well, you got to be very disciplined, you know. And I think it takes a lot of self-discipline. And, you know, each individual has to be able to.
But everybody, let's be honest now, everybody doesn't have the self-discipline that the other guy has.
You got that right.
And it could be that you've got a key player a key cog in this system. That he's a good player. He's a great whatever, quarterback, running back, whatever he is, as long as he's in the system.
That's right.
But then you give him the chance to, you know, sit at the house and eat popcorn.
It's not.
Peanuts,
it's not. And, it's know. Not good. And I'll tell you, you know, another one that always hits us, and it's hit us in some bad weeks. We got to handle it right. But fall break. Fall break's a whole lot worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no school. I mean,
did you bring them in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But what's crazy is, you know, it is football season, and there'll be some parents that are going to go
to the beach.
They got practice? Well, I mean, do we want to win? I mean, yeah, we got practice.
Sure. No, we don't have practice.
But it changes things dramatically for us. You know, and then you got a kid that, you know, maybe he usually comes at a certain time, you know, because school's starting, he comes at this time and he has a ride. Well, now he doesn't have a ride. You know, you come at another time. And it gets into a lot of stuff. It really does. So, yeah, routine is a big deal. There's no question.
It's kind of like you get up every morning, you brush your teeth.
That's right.
You get up every morning, you go to football practice.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's it does. It affects you. So, you know, we've got to try to do a good job as coaches of trying to get them in a routine and keep them in one. But sometimes the schedule doesn't allow that. And then you've got to handle it right. And I think we will. But, you know, again, we've not had a normal week totally because first week was a Thursday. The game, and then we watched the film of that game on Friday. So our next week was not normal. The next week we watched it on a Monday. The next week it was a Labor Day, so no school on that day. And then it was pep rally on the square. You know, it's something every. And then last week e-learning. This week e-learning. We'll have an open week next week, so it'll be different. We'll come back and have what should be a typical normal 5-day week. The week we play Coleman, and then we're on fall break, Hartsell week.
Bad week to fall, bad week.
I would think so. That'd be a good week for an open week. But we would still practice. It ain't like we'd take it to the beach.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. See y'all. Hang on.
Athletics, your headquarters for all your trophy monogramming and screen printing needs. Athens Athletics at Highway 31 and Armory Drive is your locally owned athletic supplier. Whatever your sport, from soccer to football, tennis to baseball, Athens Athletic has you covered. Plus, Athens Athletics does vinyl lettering too. Athens Athletics can custom print and monogram your business apparel and gift items too. Put Athens Athletics on your team and be a winner. Athens Athletics, Highway 31 and Armory Drive. First State Bank is a local community bank that supports the community, community schools, community sports, community businesses, and community individuals. From personal and business loans and accounts to savings and mobile and online banking, First State Bank offers it all. City President Ray Neese and staff would love to talk to you about your financial needs. So visit First State Bank, your hometown community bank, Highway 72 East in Athens, directly across from Bojangles. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's bow time. It's not just football season. It's tailgate season. And that includes every kind of football, whether it's got goalkeepers or goalposts.
The kick is good!
Because it doesn't matter where or how you tailgate. When you've got crispy chicken and fluffy buttermilk biscuits from Bojangles, your tailgate is better than great. It's legendary. Head to Bojangles and order your tailgate box with boldly seasoned chicken, fixins', biscuits, and legendary iced tea today. It's bow time.
Thank you.
Back in with Coach Gross at 10:46. Coach, we got Mae Jemison at Athens Stadium, Larry McCoy Field, coming up on Friday for homecoming. They're not in our classification. Not in our region.
Correct. But they are 6A.
Yeah, so this is not a region game. Not that that really matters.
Right.
We win, whether we win, whatever. We want to win for playing Tiddlywinks. But tell us a little bit about Mae Jemison.
Well, you know, it's the old J.O. Johnson.
Right.
Okay, so they have a new coach, and he came from Anniston. And Anniston, I think, is 4A. And really, really good teams.
This is his second year?
First year. So, and a couple of guys came from Anniston there. So
players.
Yes. And defensive end, really, 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 really good player. Like a prospect. And, they've always been talented. I think he's doing a really good job coaching them. They had a big win last week. Lee was undefeated, and they beat Lee last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, new coach coming in. You asked that question earlier. New coach coming in. They've had some struggles. You know, I believe they're 2-2. But the win over Lee was a big one, 19-18. And here's what they do. You know, they're multiple on offense. They do several different things. But one thing that's concerning to me is they get in a big, big personnel grouping where they got extra linemen in, they go unbalanced, get extra fullbacks in, and basically they line up and shoot a shoe, get in there and just block down and run power football. Mm-hmm. And you can play that well, play it really well, and they gain three, and they gain three, and they gain three, and they go for it on fourth down.
Right.
And there's first down. Yeah. And they chew up the clock.
Yeah.
And that's a concern. And they also have guys, though, if you don't fit it right, like we talked about,
right,
that are good enough, that if you don't fit it right, they're going to split a crease and go to the house. So that's very concerning. Defensively, they've given up quite a bit of points as the year goes, but they've played some pretty good teams, too. You know, Fort Payne is, I don't know if they're first or second in the state in Class 6A in scoring, and we got them on our schedule.
Who draws up this schedule every year?
You're looking at him. But they're a talented team. They're big. They've kind of got the pieces, and again, they're trying to figure out where they fit. But I think the coach is doing a really good job there, and they're going to present a challenge for us. You know, we need to come out and start fast. We talk about that all the time, but I think it's very, very important. I think it's important every week. I think it's very, very important this week that we go out and we start fast offensively, and that defensively we get to stop and get off the field. Because, again, if their plan is to get in there, shoot a shoe, and grind it out, if you can score and get some stops and you can get a little bit of a lead,
right,
that game plan sometimes goes out the window.
Right. You know, you think about Johnson, J.O. Johnson, you think about Lee, you think about Huntsville. Maybe Grissom, they were in that group. Those were all key factors in North Alabama football, mm-hmm, especially back when they had the old Tennessee Valley Conference, I guess. But those were key players that somewhere in the mix, they fell out of the key system. You know, I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So that's what I was going to ask them. Why? What causes?
Well, you know, they combined some schools, and I don't know where all that went.
Right.
You know, I mean, Butler doesn't exist, but
right.
I don't know if some of those kids went to Columbia or they went to Mae Jemison. I'm not real sure, but you're right. You know, I know. You know, you talk to, you know, the Coach McCoy, and back in that day,
they
were super, super tough. Butler was probably as good as.
It's kind of like over in the Northwest. You had, Deschler, Sheffield.
Sheffield was tough. You had Coffee.
Coffee, which no longer exists.
Exactly. Well, when I think of J.O. Johnson, there's a couple of things come to my mind, and that's who Mae Jemison is. One is playing them in 06 in the semifinals,
right,
and beat them 21-18 because they couldn't kick an extra point.
Right.
Same number of scores,
right,
and we win the game. I think they were much more talented than we were.
Yeah.
And then The other one is, I may get the year wrong, I'm thinking it's 1984. I went and watched them play Huffman over at Milton Frank. That was the year they went up and beat Moeller of Cincinnati. And they were the national power. And it was mid-80s.
Yeah.
Philip Doyle was kicking for Huffman. But I believe it was 84, if I'm not mistaken. But they, like I said, they had gone up and done that. I remember my dad saying, hey, we're going to go watch them.
Yeah.
And I remember going over and watching that game.
Yeah. Should be a bang-bunger. All right, we'll take a break here. 10:52. Come right back. More with Coach Gross in just a minute. Hang on.
Since 1965, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur has been committed to our community and proudly supports local school athletics. This commitment has made Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur the industry leader, offering a full family of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products at your favorite grocer or convenience store and a friendly, dedicated staff to service your needs with soft drink and snack vending, restaurant services, concessions, or special events. Go with a leader, go with a winner. Locally owned, Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Matthews Law is your local hometown law firm serving Athens and surrounding areas. There's no need to go out of town for legal help and advice. Bill and William Matthews will meet with you right here in Athens face to face. On matters of divorce, wills, trust, probates, closing, personal injury, and other legal matters, you can trust Bill and William Matthews. Call Matthews Law today at 256-232-2310 or visit them online at athens-lawyer.com or stop by their office at 117 South Marion Street in downtown Athens on the east side of the Athens Square. No representation is made that the quality legal services provided are greater than the quality legal services provided by other attorneys.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Eddie Brakefield, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discount you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Eddie Brakefield, at 232-1238, and I'll prove it.
Like a good
back in with Coach Gross here at 10:54, 6 away from 11 o'clock. Of course, the ball game is at Athens this week. It's out at Athens Stadium in Larry McCoy Field. It's homecoming. Greg Young and Chris Seibert will have all the action for you at WKAC1080.com. If you have that Alexa or Google Home device or some of those smart speakers, you can just say play WKAC Sports and it'll come right to your device, or you can listen to it on your telephone. If you've got an FM radio, you can bring it to the game. We feed it on 87.5, I think. But it's just good inside the stadium.
Hmm.
But you don't have that to delay.
Many ways to listen.
We're just like Santa Claus up here. We're everywhere.
I don't know what all that stuff you said in the beginning even means, yeah.
But that's
Alexa and
Alexa.
I don't even know what all that is.
Yeah, you got to get with the program coach. You got to take a class.
Yeah. I'd love to go back to 1988.
I'd like to go to 77 and still know what I know today, which ain't much. You know, anyway. It should be a good ball game. It really should be.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to I know the coaches don't, but I enjoy the pageantry of the homecoming thing, even though we may not do it exactly like we did it in 1977 or 76 or whatever the years were that, you know, everybody was happy with, 84, you know, whatever those years were. But it's still a lot of fun, you know, and we have I've said it before, and I know it sounds like, well, you're just prejudiced. Well, maybe I am. But Athens is a great place to spend Friday night at a football game.
No doubt.
I mean, you know, if you haven't spent a Friday night at Athens watching Athens play, of course, it's always a lot better when we win, But listen, we packed a good crowd over at Muscle Shoals the other night.
We did. You know, and I appreciate everybody showing up. I apologize for the showing we gave, but I appreciate them showing up, asking them to come back again. And
we've had good results at Athens.
This is a, I think it's a fun team to watch. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, I wouldn't, like I say, now the second half the other night was not fun.
Yeah.
But I do believe it's a fun team to watch. And if you hadn't seen us, you need to come check us out.
Yeah, it's an exciting game to watch, and we are exciting to watch this year. It should be a good game, I think, on Friday night.
And you're going back to homecoming stuff, you know, yeah, but coaches don't like it, but, you know, it's really pretty cool.
It is.
I mean, because you think about everything that's going on this week, the float building, I've never in my life been to any of that. When I was in school, I didn't go to any of that. I don't care about any of that.
Right.
But for the people who are not football players, I think that's huge. I think it's important. You know, I don't think football players need to be worried about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I tell them all the stuff around homecoming is leading up to 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is leading up to kickoff.
Right.
That's really nobody. Honestly, nobody's really going to care if we, you know, if we get beat. Homecoming doesn't mean a whole lot.
Yeah. Have homecoming dance.
Hey, we do have a dance.
Okay. We didn't have those when I was in school. They wouldn't let us do that. I don't know. We had some kind of problem out there. No dance. I don't know what the deal was. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I had my, you know, I've had my yard rolled this week.
And, oh, have you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They did a good job.
Well, and the other great thing about Athens, and this may happen in other towns, but, you know, we actually have a homecoming parade.
Right.
You know, how many schools still have a homecoming parade? Some of the colleges do. I know Alabama does.
Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't know.
You've got so many cities that have multiple schools that, you know, I guess it's hard for them to do it, but we can still do that here.
That's right.
We still have the pep rally on the square. And Athens is just let's just be honest. Athens is a great place.
Ain't no doubt.
I mean, you know, it's a good place. It's a good place to raise your kids. It's a good place to play football. So if you got a kid that's thinking about playing football, go, sign them up. Sign them up. We need help. You know, we always need help. Good luck to you tomorrow night, though, Coach.
All right, I appreciate it.
I think it'll be a good game. We'll talk to you next Thursday, even though we're not going to play that Friday. We'll still talk.
Okay.
We'll talk about something.
Sounds good. I guess I'll see you at halftime, too.
Oh, yeah, you'll see me at halftime. Don't run off. We'll see you.